thoughts? You have some sort of statement on the game? Or?
we got drilled. I mean, Brown was ready from the get-go, and we weren't. They much more aggressive than us and beat us to every rebound, loose ball, and they cut hard, and we were just ill-prepared to play.
Is it a sign of anything that it's the second road trip in a row? You won on Friday and lost on Saturday?
I don't read into things like that. I think you should be ready to play every single night. Brown's a good team, they're a mature team, they're a veteran team. They play harder than anybody in the league, I'd say. You know, Cornell's very good, but I would say that Brown plays harder than them.
Talk about that 2-3 zone there, man, and how it made it so tough to hit outside shots.
Well, last year we penetrated their zone. We shredded their zone last year in the first game. We did well in the second game. There's holes in that zone. We just didn't take advantage of them. You've got to, get the ball inside against it, and you got to step up and hit some shots too. I mean, it's an active zone. They're confident. They played it all year long. They swarm to the ball. Everything that they did well, and they've been doing well all season. Just exposed us.
Were there cuts a particular annoyance for you?
No, I mean, I've been coaching for a long time in this league, and we've gone up against the Princeton-type offense time after time, and have had much success against it, defending it. We did a much better job in the first game, and we just were totally ill-prepared, I don't want to say your team quit, but I just think we sunk our heads, and just made matters worse.
Coach, going forward, would you prefer your team to remember this game or just kind of put it out of their minds?
No, they should have it in their minds. It should bother them. If it doesn't bother them, we don't have much hope. You lose any game. I don't care if it's a one-point game. It should bother you. Never mind when you totally got outplayed for the entire game. It has to really bother you. If we're to move forward and some of these guys want to be players in this program, they're going to have to take this seriously. We're going to have to improve ourselves.
How tough was it to have Tyler Fowle out there?
It wasn't tough at all. He didn't do anything. That's not tough. He could have kept him in there, and he could have fouled out in the first half. It wouldn't matter. We got one player did not make a difference, and we got totally outplayed.
You speak of the players who are going to be still in the program, but can you talk about Brian's weekend as his career is winding down? He had a couple of real big games this weekend.
Well, I mean, they should continue to take a lesson from Brian. He's a kid who's played on three championship teams. He's not playing in an ideal situation as a senior. But he's continued to play hard and try to lead this team. He's played with pride, and he's played hard the entire time with an injury. And our younger players need to take note of that and understand the type of program that they're playing in the tradition. And you just don't, have a game like this. You don't have a game like this. Is Brown a better team than us? Yes, they're mature. They're a veteran team. They've paid their dues. They've worked hard, and they've had an outstanding year. They're a better team, but they're not 30-something or 40 points better than us.
Glenn, as disappointing as the outcome was tonight, was there some small part of you that was sitting there and watching guys you recruited and you coached for 2 years and were close to go out so well in their last game?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of care for these guys and respect for them. And Craig's done a sensational job coaching them. They were on the rise last year. These are guys that, struggled early on, individually and collectively. And even last year they were 6-8 in the league, but they were making progress and they finished the year strong. And when I talk about how many years I've coached, and it's been a while, I mean, I'm talking assistant coach at UConn and a head coach for 16 years. McAndrew and Huffman in particular would rate right up there with anybody as far as their commitment to the game and to team and to winning and the work ethic. And I'm talking, Earl Hunt and a select few. And I could coach plenty of players at UConn, and that's the highest compliment I can give them. And that's why they've had the careers they've had and the senior season they've had, and that's why this program, has had the year they had. And you try to recruit kids like that into your program. Hopefully we'll have success at Penn recruiting that same type of kid.